Pfeffer.
For you, can you show? One for you.
I don't look upon this like it's the end. I look upon it like it's moving on, you know. It's almost like my work here's done, you know. I can't imagine Jesus going, oh, I've told a few people here in Bethlehem I'm the Son of God. Can I just stay here with Mum and Dad now? No, you got to move on. You got to spread the word, you know. You got to go to Nazareth, please. And that's very much like me. My world does not end with these four walls. Slough's a big place, you know. And when I finish with Slough, there's Reading, Aldershot, Bracknell. You know, I've got a Didcot, Yateley, you know, Winnersh, Taplow, you know, because I am my own boss. I can Burfield. I can wake up one morning and go, oh, I don't feel like working today. Can I just stay in bed? Oh, I don't know. You better ask the boss. David, can I stay in bed all day? Yes, you can, David. Both me. That's not me in bed with another bloke called David.
Oh. Be a bit weird for you, will it, when I'm...
Wow.
Off?
Different,
and sadder. Sadder, but... I'm telling this to everyone. I do not want you going, oh, that's it, we're out of here, there's no point, or walking around with your shoulders hunched.
Sorry, can I just get that? Hello? Oh, that's great. No, that's a load off my mind. Oh, no, thanks for calling. Cheers. Bye. Sorry, what were you saying?
I just... I want to, you know...
Oliver!
Hello.
They took the lot, mate.
What was it? You lucky... You were bricking it, you know,
I was, yeah.
All I'm saying is, I don't want you... I'm going to leave
Sorry,
you...
Sorry, can
with,
I just phone Steve?
Busy.
Yeah.
She's busy.
Steve. Jamie, they took the lot, mate. Yeah. Nah, it's a team effort. Yeah. Oh, well, that's what I thought.
But we're fine. We're absolutely fine.
Oh, here he is. The big man. Oh. Clumsy.
How are you?
Alright.
How are you? My mum and dad phoned me last night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, basically we have this beautiful little cottage in the New Forest. Mm. Once a year we kind of organise this family do, and my mum and dad wanted to know whether we'd like to come.
Oh, well, shit, I can't. When is it?
Well, we have about like a week, 2 weeks notice
It'll
be on the weekend, Ella.
That's tricky. That's a problem.
Well, I kind of told them that we'd go.
You told them? Well, I wish you'd asked me.
Hello.
Oggy, oggy, oggy.
Oi, oi, oi. Right, Oggy. Tino here, on speakerphone.
You on speakerphone?
Yep.
Tits? Who heard that?
Everyone you met, let's shut up. What do you want?
You coming down Texas tonight for Gobbler's birthday?
Yeah, definitely. Jimmy the Perv coming?
Yeah, yeah.
What about Fish Fingers?
Oh, Fish Fingers can't come because Susan caught him getting off with what's her face. With the Norks.
God, that is mental. I'll see you later then.
Go nuts!
Mentalist. Hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Old monster.
Here we are. The madhouse. Hiya.
Hi.
Oh. Right, Tim.
Hello.
Yeah, right. What, hair? Just write an article on me for Inside Paper. Ben, are you wondering who that is. Well, I'll tell you all. If you're wondering who this stranger is, wandering round, she's writing an article on me for Inside Paper. Where have you been?
Where else?
Well, you've missed me telling everyone. She's writing an article on me for subject matter. Right. What do you want to know?
Do you mind if I talk to some of your staff later?
Why?
Well, my train doesn't leave till 1:30, so I'll hang about if that's okay and have a chat with someone.
Well, I want to see what they say before...
I'm not going to put anything nasty in.
Well, they won't say anything nasty, so...
Okay. Right, so would you like to tell me about your individual outlook on management?
Sure. Put... David Brent is refreshingly laid back for a man with such responsibility.
Yeah, can you just answer in your own words and I'll work it out later.
Brent mused and then replied,
"Go on. Do you just say what's on your mind and I'm getting it down?"
Well, are you getting it down? Because you're not doing shorthand and I'm going to be pretty...
Just...
Well, okay, your question, I suppose, was, is it difficult to remain authoritative and yet so popular?
Well, no, that wasn't my question.
Well, shall I answer that one first?
Sorry, no, can we just stick to my questions?
Well, maybe you should be clear what the question is, because I'm getting a little bit, and that's, you know...
Okay.
But that's what he's on the knock.
Offensive. What's so funny?
Nothing.
I was just I was talking to Emma about what is that pub we went to on Friday?
Oh, good job.
Gareth Keenan, hello.
Hi, baby, it's Anne.
All right.
Are you coming around tonight?
Can't. Going up chases with the lads.
Oh, come on first. We'll have a bit of time together.
All right.
Have some fun.
Yep. Okay.
Are you, going to bring the toys again?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Look forward to doing it to you too. All right. Bye.
The toys?
Shut up.
What are the toys? Is it Buckaroo?
It's not Boggle, is it?
Shut up.
If it's Kaplunk, I'm coming now.
It was actually a private phone call, so...
Don't put it on speakerphone then, Gareth.
Yeah, Johnny Farmer, it's off. Is it Hungry Hippo?
Private life then, just to flesh out David Brent the man. Is there a better help?
David quipped, why buy a book when you can join the library?
So you play the field?
Well, I'm not going around like using chicks and shit, but I'm just, you know, chilling out while I'm young, I suppose. So.
And is there a chick in tow at the moment?
Oh, I don't kiss and tell.
I'm just trying to find out if you're in a relationship at the moment.
Well, Brent says no comment.
Right, so you don't have a girlfriend?
Well, what is a girlfriend?
And there's someone you'd have sex with?
All right, don't get coarse in a magazine for the public. I don't think you win a Pulitzer for filth.
Got this for my mate Gobbler. It's his birthday. We're all going up chasers tonight.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Come on, baby! Come on, baby!
What?
Oh no!
Where is he? You know Gobbler, don't you?
Oh yeah!
You seen this?
Oh yeah! Come on, baby!
Watch. You love that.
Oh!
Here comes his hands.
Oh, no!
You know, I don't give myself a hard time about things, particularly. I'm 30 is young now, anyway. I'm not someone who has specific goals about, you know, having done this or that by my age. I should have done this. Why haven't I taken that chance? I just think, well, I don't know. If you look at life like rolling a dice, then my situation now as it stands, yeah, it may only be a 3. If I jack that in now, go for something bigger and better, yeah, I could easily roll a 6. No problem. I could roll a 6. I could also roll a 1. Okay, so I think sometimes just leave the dice alone.
That's why my professionalism is probably only as important as my humanism.
Hi, I just wondered if you got any time for a little chat?
I've always got time for my staff, Dawn. You know that. He's always got time for staff.
Before you go...
Even though a lot happening and his mind should be on other stuff, he still... Shoot.
Okay, before you leave, I wanted to hand in my notice.
Oh, no. Thought this would happen. Who else is thinking of doing this, Dawn?
Don't think anyone is.
Don't throw your career away just because I'm leaving, yeah? I know it won't be the same, and but you'll probably get to know someone else, and...
Not why I'm actually going.
I've read between the lines.
You haven't read it.
Very flattering, but is it just a coincidence that you're handing in your notice when I'm leaving?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
May I ask, why are you leaving, if you don't mind me asking?
Hey, no, I'm going to go away with my fiancé.
Oh, where are you going?
States.
Well, all right, just okay, and we're just... Traveling. Yeah, thanks. What are you going to write about this? Because I thought we... Okay, cheers. I thought we were getting back to... Strings to Brent's bow. A. Philanthropist.
Hiya. Have you got a minute?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if you know, but when David goes, we're probably going to do an external appointment.
Right.
But we wondered if you'd do us a favour in the meantime and be caretaking manager for a while.
Oh,
just
God.
Doing David's job,
yeah.
For a bit, overseeing, and obviously there'd be acting up pay.
Right, well, that's really flattering, thank you.
Not sure.
Listen, I'm going to say no, and...
I mean, it's a bit more work for a lot more money.
Yep, you know? I understand. I've got nothing to spend it on. So...
It's only temporary.
I thought that about this job, and I've been here for...
Okay.
Tom's, listen, I think you should give it to Gareth. Seriously, I do think you should. He's, he takes things seriously, he's conscientious, he works hard, he's responsible, he knows this place inside out. I think he might be the man for it,
Great. Thanks, Tim.
Listen,
that's on glass.
Thank you. Much appreciated. Thank you.
It says here that for women, the most important qualities in a man are eyes, smile, flat stomach,
yep.
Buttocks.
Yep.
You got good buttocks, Gareth?
Yes.
Can we see them?
No. Gay.
Okay, well, let's put it out. Sheila, what do you look for in a bloke?
I like blacks.
Cool. Trudy, how about you?
I quite like sight men, actually.
Yeah, I understand that.
Would that be yours as well?
No.
So what do you look for in a man?
Rugged, good looks.
You always told me it was a good sense of humour.
Yeah, you've got that. You've got a good sense of humour.
Yeah, I know.
She's crying.
I know, just leave it.
So it's up to me to clear up your mess.
Okay, I'm begging you, just stay out of it, mate, okay?
No, you dumped her, so nothing to do with you anymore. She obviously needs someone to cheer her up.
Okay, don't take Dirty Bertie, alright? Don't go at all. I beg you, don't take Bertie.
Overrule.
Gareth, if you have to go, okay, don't take Bertie.
Hi.
Fuck off.
Potty mouth.
Oh.
There you go. So, stay in touch.
Yeah, cheers.
People can't believe I'm this happy to be leaving, and it's, you know, it's not because there's anything wrong with it, it's because, you know, I did that thing at the community centre. Well, as I was giving that motivational speech, I could literally see them all getting all motivated from it, and that's, you know, it's like being born again, and it showed me how much I had to offer other people. And these are the guys from Cooper and Webb, the management training consultants I'm dealing with at the moment. This is Ray, this is Jude.
Hi.
This is Helena. She's writing quite a big article on me for Inside Paper, the trade magazine, so, you know, I've mentioned our thing, so, might, you don't mind if she sits in on this gig, do you?
No, not if you don't.
I'm Coolio. Okay.
Hello, and I'm Hog.
I'm going to be in a few days.
Okay.
Obviously, if you've got any problems, just give me a call at
okay.
See you later. Bye then.
All right, mate.
What?
Probably wondering who they're going to offer David's job to. Me.
Is he got it?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. Congratulations, mate.
Thank you. Right. Things are going to start changing around here, so you can start bucking your ideas up. Something with your appearance. It's going to be a well-oiled, tight ship around these here parts.
So what sort of management training is it?
We
specialize. Well, sorry, it's, they use celebrity speakers, expert speakers. And my personal tip is my rise to the top, which gives it a whole new edge. So, okay, so where are we? Shoot.
We'd like to thank you very much for the time you've given us.
No sweat, it's what I do.
But we won't be using you again, I'm afraid.
You won't be? Why not?
It's just not exactly what we were looking for.
No, I know, but I'll do it how you... I didn't like that, because that was the vibe of the day, wasn't it? And I just, you know, but I'd do it differently. Yeah. How do you want me to do it?
We have a very specific idea of what it is that we're looking for, and we know...
Oh, fucking hell!
We would like to thank
Yada, yada, yada. Go on and get time wasters. Again.
We're really sorry about...
I'll get out. Go on. Thank you. Wasting my time.
You mean me?
Yeah.
Well? See, would you mind if I just took a quick photo?
No.
I'm just waiting for the flash. Green light. Okay.
Right.
I'll just take one more sip for safety.
Yeah.
Just waiting for the green light.
No. Right.
Fine. Am I fine? I just said you were leaving.
Romy.
Say it isn't so.
It goes around fast.
It is. It's true.
Yeah.
Were you going to tell me or?
God, yeah.
Right. You were.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. So you don't have another job?
No.
Right.
Lee and I are going to go away.
On holiday?
No. We're going to Florida.
Uh-huh.
For about 6 months, something like that.
6 months?
Mm-hmm. Well, Lee's sister, she lives out there, and, you know, so we could live with her, and he's not happy in his job, I'm not happy in mine.
So what do you call... What, is there a name for this?
I don't know.
Whatever you're doing...
Starting again.
Right, starting again.
Well, we're just going to get our heads together, I think, and, you know.
Cool. Oh, God, hello.
Hi.
Your mentor, here he is. She's telling me about the American.
Yeah, my sister's over there, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Got a big house, haven't they?
Haven't seen it yet.
I've seen pictures of it, it's a big place.
Yeah.
Her husband's raking it as well,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, we thought we'd get on those mobile homes, you know, drive up the coast, do the beaches, until the cash runs out. And I suppose come home, or better still, get a place out there, if we like it. Accommodation is well cheap.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, if Dawn gets a job on reception out there, she'll be twice as well off, so.
God.
Makes sense.
Fancy that. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Brilliant. Well, good luck. I better get back to it.
Cheers, yeah.
Have a
great time.
Thanks,
looking forward. All right. Cheers, mate. Hello. Hey there. What's that? Looking for swimming costumes or something? Bikinis?
A real relationship isn't like a fairy tale. If you think that for the next 40 years, every time you see each other, you're going to glow, or, you know, every time you hold hands, there's going to be electricity, and you're kidding yourself, really, you know. What about reliability, or someone paying the mortgage, or someone who's never been out of work? Those are the more important practical things, you know, in reality.
Hi, can I speak to Gavin? Hi, Gavin. Yeah.
You know, as I said at the time, when I asked Dawn out, I didn't ask her out. I asked her out as a friend. You know, I felt sorry for her because she was having trouble with Lee at the time. It wasn't like a, you know, under different circumstances. And sure, something may have happened, but, you know, she's going away now and can't, you know, you can't act, you can't change circumstances. You know. Sorry. Excuse me.
She said no, by the way.
Right, did we?
Yep, fine. You?
Yeah.
Good. Small talk done.
Okay, go on. Thanks very much. Everyone really appreciates what you've done.
Do you?
Okay, down to business. That's what we've come up with as a redundancy offer.
Yeah. More than I expected.
We've been quite generous.
Bada bing.
Now, you can leave on the 3rd with your holiday, I understand, which is a Tuesday. Now, we wondered if you wanted to come back for a party on the Friday or leave on the Friday before.
Whatever.
Okay, well, again, thanks very much, David.
Don't make me redundant. Please.
Look, David.
I've changed my mind. I don't want redundancy. I don't want that. I haven't signed anything, so...
Well, David, unfortunately, it's not really up to you.
No, okay, then.
Sorry.
All right, then. Well, I'm asking. Okay? Please don't make me redundant. You can talk to someone, Jenny.
The wheel's already in motion.
No, we'll stop them, because...
David, we're not going to discuss this now.
No, but just say that it's not definite now, before you go. And we can... I will try twice hard. I really will. I know I've been complacent, and I'll turn this place around if we just say that it's not definite now. And then we can... you're not going until... If we're starting from now... Starting from now.
Life is just a series of peaks and troughs. And you don't know whether you're in a trough until you're climbing out, or on a peak until you're coming down. And that's it, you know, you never know what's round the corner. But it's all good. You know, if you want the rainbow, you've got to put up with the rain. Do you know which philosopher said that? Dolly Parton. Yeah. And people say she's just a big pair of tits.
Your ground.